From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A U.S. official added to the criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. envoy Brent McGurk, who met with U.S. and Iraqi military leaders in Baghdad Wednesday, said the other 70% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have hit opposition groups.
Daesh is no longer an organization where it can mass force in one area to mount major offensive operations. It has to do multiple things at once. That makes it think twice, and they make stupid mistakes and are able to find their leaders and kill them. So our air campaign in Syria, we think, is quite effective. We have the data to back that up. And the Russian air campaign has, you know, different objectives, quite frankly.
Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad. That's a charge Russian officials have denied. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rebel-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday as part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of the area. This is Homs Governor Talal Barzai. He says around 300 armed people, in addition to 100 families, are leaving. That equates to about 400 women and children, as well as some civilians. Once the rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. And Time magazine has named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as the Person of the Year for 2015, hailing her leadership during, among other things, Europe's debt, refugee, and migrant crisis. VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Iraq's capital Wednesday that killed at least 8 people and wounded about 20 others. Police say the blast in the mainly Shiite Obadiah area in eastern Baghdad targeted worshippers as they were leaving the mosque. The Islamic State group, meanwhile, claimed the attack in a statement posted online. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a bill that would bar people who have visited Syria, Iraq, or any country or area of concern in the past 5 years from a program that allows visa-free entry into the United States. The legislation is part of a bipartisan push to amend the visa waiver program that currently allows citizens of 38 countries to travel to the U.S. for stays of 90 days or less without first obtaining a visa. The bill passed Tuesday would institute a series of changes, including requiring participating countries to check travelers against Interpol databases to determine whether they're wanted by law enforcement agencies based to ties to terrorism or criminal activity. To take effect, however, the changes must be approved by the Senate and President Barack Obama. In speaking at an event at Chatham House, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, speaking on legal entry into America, is not based upon the inherent nature or characteristic of an individual.
In terms of entry into the U.S., it is based upon specifically articulated criteria that would be based upon actions and not the inherent nature or characteristic of any individual.
Ms. Lynch made the comments as she was peppered with questions in London about U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump's proposal to ban all Muslims from entering the U.S. French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg and is believed to have traveled to Syria in late 2013. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls spoke on BFM TV. He says the attacker has been identified and it's now for the prosecutor who is supervising the investigation. He continues to say that the name of the attacker has been given, but what matters is the investigation is making progress, accomplices are known, and arrests are made. French media, meanwhile, have identified the suspect as 23-year-old Fouad Mohamed Agad through a DNA match. The United Nations Human Rights Office says more than 9,000 people have died in 21 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine, even though there's a sharp de-escalation of hostilities since August. You can read more details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.